Hey everybody, it's Celine
and TJ,
and we're back for another episode of
TJ and Celine Nerd Out to Nerdy Things.
I, if you have noticed, have lost a bit of my voice. It's coming back, but I still sound a little Lindsay Lohan-esque.
And it's funny because you weren't sick.
No.
You got mail.
And for those listening, I just got mail.
Yeah, I can't. That was so, I like got a core memory flashback from that.
Isn't that funny?
That was so funny.
I was like, I was trying to think of a new, because my mail tone drives me nuts. And I was like, I need something like fun. And I heard you got mail on TV. I'm like, that's it.
You got mail.
That's my email tone. So every time I get an email.
You've got mail.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm losing my voice. I wasn't sick. I was gone for a weekend and. I don't know.
Here we are.
Here we are.
We're going to power through. We're going to survive.
Yeah, but this week we're here to talk about something like quite near and dear to my heart. We're here to talk about conspiracy theories.
Love a good conspiracy theory.
There are a select few that live rent-free in my brain. Specifically, the one I think about the most are the Kennedys.
It's a good one.
And their involvement with Marilyn Monroe.
And
why she's dead.
Three conspiracy theories.
Was she murdered?
I think so.
She had a bunch of benzos in her system. She didn't do drugs. But do you know what I link back to? Do you know whose death seems similar to all of this? Brittany Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Who also was known. I'm just kidding. She wasn't known for being with the Kennedys.
I was like, where are you going with that?
Creating rumors in this place.
Her Brittany Murphy's death is also...
That is also a conspiracy.
Very suspicious.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a conspiracy, but it is like something that they've never quite...
It's a bummer. She was a good actress.
I loved her.
Yes.
Uptown Girls is one of my like go-to like comfort movies.
Yeah. It's an Egyptian cotton. Yeah.
Oh my God. And I can't believe... Chase from House plays the rock star. I remember because he was like pretty popular then because of House, and then all of a sudden he's like this rock star, and I was like, no, he's a doctor.
Uh-huh.
I was like, he's not a rock star, he's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I digress. We're actually not gonna talk about conspiracy theories or the Kennedys. I just don't feel like dying today.
No. I do have one.
Oh.
The moon landing.
Yes. Is it real? That flag shouldn't have flowed.
And who was filming?
And why?
And how did they project it back to Earth?
And why?
My grandpa was 100% convinced that the moon landing was faked.
I think it's fake. It seems a little suspect.
I don't know.
I go back and forth.
My gut tells me something's off.
I think that the government probably has done a lot of things that are like a little off. So it wouldn't surprise me. I should say that.
That's the one I always go back and forth with the most. I'm like, oh, we totally did. And I'm like, but did we?
Yeah. I'm like, wait.
Right.
I usually go back to like, we didn't. And then I'm like, we did.
Right. We did. Right.
We did. Didn't we?
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah, we did.
No, we totally did.
We didn't.
They wouldn't fake.
This is America. We don't do that here.
We don't lie, cheat, or steal.
No.
Hmm. They wouldn't.
Or would they?
Maybe.
See, this is the difficulty.
I'm having a sad.
Yes, I'm having a sad. Anyways, I wanted to chime in.
No, so. That was good. That was a good one. Again, we went on a tangent for real.
Not as long this time.
No, we did good. We did good.
What are we here to talk about?
I was going to ask you the same question. You just took the words right out of my mouth. We're here to talk about She-Hulk, episode 3.
Heck yeah.
TJ and I have hung out, but we haven't podcasted because my cousin was in town, so we were doing other stuff.
She was actually supposed to guest star on one of our episodes.
We went out to dinner instead.
Yes, which was a lot of fun.
Yes, because food matters. Yes. Shout out to Celine. We miss you already.
We do.
But yeah, we were gonna podcast something that she wanted to podcast. We just never got around to it.
No,
but We're back to podcast episode 3 of She-Hulk.
And we just got done watching episode 3 and episode 4. We're going to podcast both, but with separate episodes.
Yes. And it was, I still like the show. We're on episode 4. Well, we watched episode 4. And I still love the show. It's still great.
So, I just feel like this is one show that gets an undeserved amount of hate.
It really does.
Because it's not bad.
No.
By any means.
No.
It's a cute story. It actually has a story.
Yeah.
And you can understand the story, which is important.
And Tatiana Maslany as She-Hulk is very likable.
Yes.
Which I thought would be difficult to make She-Hulk likable.
Yes.
I don't know why. I don't think Hulk is all that likable. I think Mark Ruffalo made him likable.
Yes. 100%.
So I thought there would be another one of those like weird struggle buses of getting a Hulk.
Well, because historically, the Hulk character... I feel like such a nerd. Historically, the Hulk character, he's kind of always taken a backseat so far.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of always, I've said it before, the Hulk is a boring character.
He really is.
You know, he's just.
I don't know how they made 2 movies about him. 3. Including Lou Ferrigno. His was great, though.
Lou Ferrigno's was a show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
But, yeah, it's just interesting that they always, like, continue to go back to him to start the universe. When I think he's one of the weakest Marvel characters.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what I know about him.
Especially when he's, are you okay?
Shit, my elbow, we're good.
We're good. Especially when it's, like, not Smart Hulk or, like, Normal Hulk or whatever they call him.
Smart Hulk.
Smart Hulk is good. Sorry, I'm going to crack in and out here.
It's all good.
I apologize. It's going to sound annoying. I sound prepubescent and also a little bit like Lindsay Lohan. Like, I've been out all night snorting things. It's okay. We're just, like, living this truth.
Guys, ew. She has a problem.
Okay, you don't talk about it to you.
Just kidding. She doesn't.
She might. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, Smart Hulk is good. It's just when they do that Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde shit that you're like, we never knew what we were going to get with She-Hulk. Like, were we going to get that all over again?
Right. A grunting
woman. Yeah, like, just woman. Behemoth. Yeah. Which, like, I was like, oh, that's, like, a pain to have, like, an entire season dedicated to teaching her how to not freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Mind you, they kiboshed my entire thought process within the first literally. Episode.
Yes. And she gets it right away.
Which makes so much sense because women have a lot more emotional capability than men do. No offense.
It's true. As a man.
No offense. We're just a lot better at, like, hiding things and, like, keeping our feelings lidded. I mean, you're pretty good.
You're more in tune with your emotions.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. We're, like, it's a funny joke because the Hulk's whole shtick is, like, he's always mad.
Yeah.
And I say that about myself all the time. I'm like, I'm always mad. It's just, like, I'm not actively mad.
Right.
And I think that's, like, pretty true for most women. We're always, like, in some state of distress because of the world we live in. Anyway, it's just, I'm glad we bypassed the Smart Hulk or the Dumb Hulk situation. And they just were like, no, she's a woman. She's got this.
And she's the complete opposite of Bruce.
Yes.
And, like, every sense of a Hulk.
She's a better Hulk.
Yes.
She's a better Hulk, which is ironic.
Yes.
But yeah, episode 3, we started off... How does episode 3 even start? I'm thinking of episode 4 now in my head.
I know, since we just watched it.
I know, we just watched it.
Well, so the title of this episode is The People versus Emil Blonsky.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Or I could call him, like last time, Elon.
Elon.
Yes.
Elon.
Good old Elon Blonsky.
No, I was like looking at you the whole time when you said it, and I was like,
Elon? I was so committed to it.
You're like, Elon. Yes. Blonsky. And I was like,
because I was thinking of Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, that's not right.
And I was like, I was like, I thought his name was Emil. And you were like, it is.
It so was. My good pal Elon. We're gonna go back with that. So
love Elon.
Yeah, The People versus Emil Blonsky.
Yeah.
And so this episode features a lot of, what's his name? The guy.
Tim Roth.
Yes. Timothy
Roth. I know. My names just always stay in my head.
This episode features a lot of him. And it explains
why he was in Shang-Chi.
Yes. Because he was in it for like 2 seconds and then
the entire theater gasped.
Right.
Like, oh my God, Abomination.
Abomination hasn't been in a movie since The Incredible Hulk in 2008.
Yes.
And people kind of just figured that
they were going to write it off.
That movie was going to die. Mm-hmm. Just, it was dead. Mm-hmm. But no, they brought him back and they brought the original actor back. And the whole story of this episode is
getting him out of prison.
Getting him out of prison legally.
Yes.
Granting him parole.
Yes. So basically they're having a trial. And so he's got a parole hearing. They have a trial. And she's got to get a couple witnesses to, like, prove that he didn't escape prison, but more or less was, like, forced to leave prison.
Coerced.
Yes. Coerced. By none other than, I like to call him now Wongers. We'll explain
you'll
why
find
later.
Out in episode 4.
But Wongers and Emil, he was like, Emil, my guy, I need you because I need to become Sorcerer Supreme. So, like, let's roll out. Need to fight you
because the Abomination was a worthy opponent for the Sorcerer Supreme to face to become the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yes, so like he's like, let's go, boy. And Emil was like, do I have a choice? And Wongers was like, not really, but like you can try anyway.
Yes.
I just had an entire dialect that was not a part of it at all.
I love it.
So he basically hightailed Wongers hightailed Mr. Abomination Blonsky out of there, and then we're left in Shang-Chi watching and we're like, wait, what?
Why is he back?
And then She-Hulk starts and he's in prison, so we're like, he was in Shang-Chi, what are they doing? They explain it.
Yes. So this is what I love, what Marvel does. They haven't done it for a while, but they give you a piece. This was a year, more than a year planned. Shang-Chi came out a little over a year ago now.
Yeah.
I think a year ago last week.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they knew what they were doing with planting him in Shang-Chi and now the payoff with She-Hulk. Just such a great way to connect the whole universe together.
They do so good with that.
Tim Roth is in this episode quite a bit. And I hope this isn't the last we see of him. I don't think it will be.
I've decided that I know when Kevin Feige is actively producing something and when he's not. I feel like he was active on the She-Hulk project.
Yes.
Because it feels reminiscent of, like, old, like, Tony Stark humor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same with, like, Shang-Chi. Like, you can tell he's actively working with that, too.
Yes.
There are some, like, the Eternals where I'm like, I really don't think you had a hand in this.
No.
Like, you might have produced it and your name's on it, but I don't think you were, like, you couldn't have.
No.
There's no way. Like, Doctor Strange, I was like, there's just no way.
The Multiverse of Madness one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't think... I think you can tell. And, like, some shows even, like, Moon Knight, no way.
No.
Absolutely no way Kevin Feige would make that and be like, people will love this.
I think he's starting to hand off some of his creative liberties.
For sure. Which he has to.
Right.
This has become a behemoth.
It really has. I've even heard that after the Multiverse saga ends that he's stepping down. Rumor. I won't be surprised. I imagine this takes up a degree of his life.
And it's a lot of pressure.
Yes. Well, it's a lot
I did hear that, but I heard that he had like a or a successor. Like he picked somebody already to take over.
Right. It's a lot of pressure. And
he's also a genius.
And he is. And also like the Marvel fan base.
We're insane.
It's a whiny...
Bunch of bitches. And it's just like, I know we complain, but here's the thing. We're ride or die. We're going to watch this till the end of the line.
Well, I feel like we complain, but we also appreciate it, though.
Whenever something's good, we're not complaining about things to complain. If it's not good, we're not going to say it's good.
Right.
And if it's good, we're not going to say it's not good. Like, it's just, it fluctuates. And I'm just saying we can, like, totally tell when Kevin Feige isn't active on a set.
Right. Like, even with Doctor Strange, not my favorite movie. I loved, absolutely loved Wanda's character, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't think she's wrong.
I was, like, the era of the villain just having a point.
Yes. And Juan carrying phase four.
On his entire back.
Even with this episode.
Like.
Or this show. This is the first time we see Wong in the show.
Yep.
And
we knew he was going to be on the show.
Yeah. Because he was. Didn't. Yeah. He was in the trailers.
Yeah.
We just didn't know to what extent.
Yeah.
And can I just say, Benedict Wong, which is his real name, is freaking hilarious.
I love him. I know. That's why Wongers is such a funny nickname, because you can literally call him that.
It's so funny because I know a lot of people either love or hate the more comedy style that Marvel has gone.
I
don't hate it as long as it works.
Yeah. Like Shang-Chi.
Right.
Wong has been in almost everything.
He has.
He's been making some money lately.
Was he in Ms. Marvel?
No.
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 No, he wasn't. But he's been in almost every Phase 4 project.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of where the comedy didn't work.
For Wong?
No, just in general, for Marvel.
I don't know. I even thought that, like, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, or Captain and the Winter Soldier, like, I wanted more comedy of Bucky and...
Because they have great... They have great... They have great chemistry together.
Like that leg smushing scene, that was improv.
Right.
I was like, that's so aggressive. I love you guys. You guys are so weird.
Yes. I forgot where I was going with this, but anyways, Wong, Benedict Wong.
Yeah.
He's a great comedy actor.
Yes.
And he is freaking hilarious in this episode.
He's so good.
Was it this episode with... Yeah, it was. Megan Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That was this episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I remember.
So, I'm sure by now, by the time you listen to this, the five of you that do, thank you.
Thank you. We love you.
And we want to know who you are.
Yeah. If you could just, like, email us or, like, send us a Facebook message.
Right.
On DJ and Celine Nerd Out to Nerdy Things on Facebook. Just, like, tell us you listen, because we want to know who it is.
Because we might even shout you out in an episode. You never know.
Not even might. I will shout you out, and I will give your entire zip code if you need to.
Exactly.
Okay.
We'll pimp you out.
I will literally, you can come over.
Yes.
You can come over and be on the podcast.
Yes. 100%.
Unless you're weird.
Right. And
then it's awkward. You know what I mean? Now I made a promise I can't keep. So right. Like, just don't be weird.
Right. Exactly.
But also tell us who you are.
Right? No kidding. Anyways, so that's another part of this episode is
So one of
I don't know how to phrase it.
So one of Jen's old coworkers basically thought he was dating Meg Thee Stallion.
Yes.
And spent $175,000 on her. And it turns out to be like an elf from Asgard that can shapeshift. And they like go to court.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And that's like one of the storylines, and they converge the storylines at some point. And it's funny the way they do it, because Jen looks at the camera and she goes, and this is where the stories converge.
Yep.
And you're like, huh.
Yep.
Yeah, there was an elfin shapeshifter who was insane.
Who was very childlike for an elderly woman.
She was old.
Yes. I'm like, why is she acting like a child? And she's like, 92. Probably very old.
She was very funny, but Meg Thee Stallion was actually on this episode, so.
So, I know she's like a rapper of some sort. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with her work.
She's got some catchy songs.
But I know a lot of people despised.
I don't know why.
I don't know if it was necessarily because she was on. It's because of the end scene where She-Hulk is twerking.
Which, like, TJ and I were kind of like, oh my god, like, is that going to be annoying?
I will admit, when I sent it to Celine when it first came out, because for some reason, Marvel decided to release episodes on Thursdays. Her and I get together every Wednesday,
yep.
Release new episodes on Thursdays.
Yep.
So we don't usually watch the episode, like tomorrow's episode, we won't watch till next week.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But because of that, we sometimes see spoilers online.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing all over Facebook of Jen and Megan Thee Stallion
mm-hmm.
twerking. Without the context of it, it's kind of cringy.
It is.
Even I was like,
We both kind of were. I was like, oh, that's annoying.
I was like, why?
But like, when you watch a show, it's hilarious.
When you watch it and you figure out why she's on.
Yeah.
It works and it's funny.
It's so funny.
Yes.
And she really like, she wasn't, I don't know. She could have been more obnoxious, I think, than like what she was. She was funny.
Yeah.
She was like, she was herself, really.
Yeah, she was on, and she was on such a small portion. A blip in the show.
Such a blip.
To the point where it really doesn't even affect the story. It's more just funny.
No, yeah, it does. It was fine. Like, I wasn't upset at all. I didn't get why people were upset, honestly. I was like, no, okay.
I don't know if it's just because...
I think people just like to be mad.
Excuse me. I've noticed that with this show, is that people just...
want to not like it.
Actively not like it.
What's your background screen now?
It's just a beach.
Oh.
It changes, like, in the day it'll be bright. It's a dynamic background.
Oh, cool.
So it changes with the time.
That's cool.
Yeah. I wanted something different. So I was talking to Celine about this earlier. I said...
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that in the middle of this.
Oh, it's fine. I kind of talking about the hate the show gets.
Yeah.
I was talking to her earlier and I said... it's just so funny to me that a predominantly male-based fandom that has a history of very much over-sexualizing women in comic books.
Yes.
Who love women.
Yeah. Hate the show.
Hate female-led superhero movies and shows with a passion. And this isn't just recently.
No, this is like a trend.
Right. I don't understand why.
I think that Marvel is doing something different and giving women like roles of power.
Right.
And just like historically men haven't liked that, you know?
No.
So it's just kind of, I mean, every Marvel woman I love almost.
Yes. You look at the rating of Captain Marvel, 6.8 rating. You look at the rating of Black Widow, which
6.4.
I believe has a 6.4. Hold on, let's pull it up quick.
Miss Marvel is like a 5 something.
Sorry. Captain Marvel has 6.8. Black Widow has a 6.7. Ms. Marvel, I believe, has a 6.2. And then She-Hulk, which the rating keeps dropping every week. It was at a 5.4, then a 5.2, now it's at a 5.1.
Really?
If you look at the ratings of female-led superhero movies, they're always much lower. And it's just frustrating to me because I feel like people don't give the show a chance and they just actively hate it because everyone else does.
Look who got engaged.
I can't tell who it is. Oh. Okay. Interesting.
Is that funny?
That's funny. Interesting.
Look, they're all there. Look, my future ex-husband's there too.
Oh. Interesting.
Car is there.
Okay. Sorry, we were talking
about...
look at
Gina's face. I'm so sorry.
No. Ooh. She said some work then.
We're talking about Real Housewives of Orange County.
That is Kara.
Yeah.
Interesting. We're talking about Real Housewives drama. Not even drama.
No, one of the old Real Housewives, her son just got engaged. And we had just talked about him previously.
And his, yeah.
Just his weirdness.
Yeah.
We won't get into details anyway.
Anyways, it's very interesting. So
we just talked about that.
We did.
Isn't that weird?
It's on this Facebook or Instagram.
That's on, yes, it's on Instagram.
So it's,
I'm not going to say his name.
Anyways, it's just interesting to me because like.
Why do women?
It's like anytime a woman on a movie, or just in general, is given any sort of like power or shown to be in charge, men just automatically hate it.
Immediately.
And like, I've never been that way where I'm like, yes, get it.
I think that like real men love to see a woman succeed.
Right.
Like insecure men don't want to see women succeed. So,
right.
Like you and I love the movies because we want to see women win.
Right.
Just as much as we want to see men win. I'm not, like, opposed to the men winning either. No. Because like, people think that it's, like, a one-way street. It's, like, either one or the other. No, they can both win.
Right. It's just, like...
Just don't write this show off.
No, don't write it off. Enjoy it for what it is, which is entertainment.
It's so entertaining. It's so fun. And this episode was great. Like, it was just a fun episode. And it ends with... Well, the end is She-Hulk twerking, but it really ends with Jen Walters going on the stand and being a witness for her old coworker. Yeah. It was just hilarious. She just rips him a new one in order for them to win the case.
Yep.
Basically, she says, like, they ask her, like, is he smart enough to know that this was not Meg Thee Stallion? And she's like, absolutely not. He's a dumbass.
Right. Right. Like, she literally tears him down so he can win. It's amazing.
It was phenomenal. It's like, it's probably going to bring it down like 12 points just because that's the entire thing.
Well, but, and it's funny because even in the show, they kind of acknowledge.
Yeah.
They acknowledge the uphill battle that.
Women have.
That not women just in general, that they, not saying they do, that they
women
don't, I mean.
In Marvel.
But the uphill battle that her character herself has.
Yeah.
Because even, she makes a joke. She says.
Like, as if it's not hard enough already.
Yes, and she also says, you know, don't be expecting Wong on every episode, although he was in the last one, and he is also in this one. He's kind of like Twitter armor for us, or something like that, you know?
Because I think they knew.
Yeah.
They went into this knowing that she probably was going to be a little hated.
Yeah.
But.
Which is just, again, just.
It's mind-boggling. Well, I don't understand.
Because, like, people love Black Widow.
Yeah.
And they loved her character. She came back more than once. And then she got her own movie and people
hated
her.
They hated her. It was so weird.
I'm like, it just does not make any sense to me.
And I loved it. I started crying. So
right.
I'm biased.
Right. Because we love Black Widow. Because, you know, like Hawkeye's show, it has a great rating.
I know.
You know, and I love Hawkeye. I loved it. I love the show.
She-Hulk is better than Hawkeye.
I was going to say with Black Widow, because they're kind of the same characters,
yes. You
know, but then Black Widow has just a very average rating. And it's like,
why?
They're both great characters and they're both great pieces of work.
Exactly. It's just, we can't win.
No, it's just annoying. It was a great episode though.
It was a fun episode.
I wanted more.
They're too short. That's my only complaint, is that I would want, like, a longer episode.
They're too short, but I am glad that it is 9 episodes.
I am, too.
Because I thought it was only 6.
I am, too. I think it would be longer if it was 6 episodes.
Yeah.
It's very similar. It's very reminiscent of WandaVision, where there's some episodes that are long and there's some episodes that are a little short. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And, oh, the episode ends with Emil Blonsky, Elon. He gets paroled.
He does. And he gets released to his... 7 pen pals / wives.
They're his 1/8 of his heart.
That was the best line ever. And he said it with conviction.
He did. And his plan, after he gets parole, because he has a piece of land that he owns.
Yeah.
He's going to move to this piece of land, live off the land, and open a meditation retreat.
Essentially, he's starting a cult.
With his sister wives.
Yeah, he's starting a cult.
Literally, that's what it is. So funny.
And it's like, they like had them in like cult like attire. Like, they were wearing like flower crowns and white dresses. And I was like, they're just fully making fun of cults right now.
Well, and not only, I mean, because like, that's an actual thing where like,
yeah,
women...
Yes, they meet men through that pen pal program.
Yeah, and they get married and like...
And their husband's in prison for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
I'm like...
It's a real thing. And it... So it's like kind of poking fun at that, which I think is funny.
It's hilarious.
Which, I'm not saying it's wrong.
No, if you do that, that's fine.
Right. Like, if you do, I'm just saying it's a little weird.
It's super weird. Like, I don't get it.
No.
If I can't, like, I'd be so touch deprived. I would be like, what do you mean?
But so it's just funny that they touch on that. They make fun of it. And
yeah,
they do it in a great way.
No, it was funny. It was very funny. And it was a nice call out to some cults.
Yes. And that they're alluding that he's opening like, a cult.
Just like openly. He's just like, my 7 wives. And I'm like, brother.
They're my soulmates.
That is a polygamous army.
They're moving to Utah.
If they say that next time, I will shart. Okay? Like, I will die. And they're like, we're moving to Utah. That's where my land is. I'd be like, what? Where is this land and why? No, it was a very good episode. And I don't know. I really like Tim Roth as Emil Blonsky, so it was really nice seeing him. And again, I hope we see him again. So,
do you think we'll see him again?
I think we will. I think he'll actually come back. I don't think we've seen the last of Abomination.
Do you think he'll come back after She-Hulk?
I think so. I think.
I hope.
I would hope so. I don't think they introduced him in, or reintroduced him in Shang-Chi just to give us like such a brief.
Right, because he's kind of a big. He's a big villain.
He is a big villain. And he becomes an anti-hero eventually. So like.
Yeah.
And he's one of Hulk's like greatest enemies. So yeah. World War Hulk.
Should be interesting.
So like it very much could lead up to that. I don't know. Who knows?
We'll see.
We don't know.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's all I got.
That's all I got too.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all we got then. TJ and Celine.
Oh.
Oh. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't want to be a fool for you.
Yeah.
Just another player in a game for two. Two. With your voice, it sounds so funny. Got that Mariah Carey whistling thing going on.
I'm losing my voice more.
Oh, funny. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.